This is a CKTZ news update. The Green Party of Canada's new interim leader is on tour. Dr. Amita Kuttner brought her party's reconnection tour to Powell River and Campbell River this week. Dr. Kuttner has many firsts as a leader in Canada. They are the first trans person, the first person of East Asian descent, and the youngest person ever in Canada to lead a major political party. They were appointed interim leader of the Green Party of Canada in November of last year. With a PhD in astronomy and astrophysics from the University of California at Santa Cruz, Dr. Kuttner has researched black holes, wormholes, quantum effects, and the early universe. So which communities have you been to so far?
So far on Vancouver Island, I spent three nights in the Victoria area and then kind of worked my way up the coast, was in Duncan and Nanaimo and Courtney last night, and then now Powell River today.
Great. And so what are you hearing from people? I'm really curious. How's it going? What are people telling you?
Well, you know, I think we're in a very difficult time for everyone. It's a serious struggle. There's a lot of crises out there on top of each other. And so I think it's tough. And what people are really looking for is action, and both action at a larger level from government, but also actions that we can take to work on transformation and change as we need it now, since it's not happening. And that's what's so exciting to me, is being able to support people to make that change. Because as individuals, it's really hard, but getting together in community, suddenly everything is possible again.
What exactly is the issue for people right now?
It probably is a bit skewed because the majority of people who are coming are Green members. So we're largely talking about climate crisis. But the discussion really is around how all the crises are linked to each other. The transformation that people are looking for is at the root of all of the problems at once. And I think that it's also the struggle of getting basic needs met. So, you know, top of mind really are, at this point, food security, water security, housing, health, family, things like that, that don't get discussed usually, especially in federal politics. But coming out of the pandemic, basic needs are pretty much what everyone's wanting to make sure we get. And also, you know, finding meaning in life. You know, it seems like we're pulled one way or another, but we have very little access to living our own lives as we'd like to.
You've got lots going on personally and professionally. Yeah, you're starting an institute.
We founded it in 2020, and right like a week before the pandemic was announced. Wow. Right? So it's been a slow start. And then I keep being drawn into things like running for leadership and then running the party. There's the core group working very hard on it, but it is taking a minute. But I think that's also a cultural shift that we need, that the good things take time, and the more slowly, carefully, deliberately, and with care that we do things, you know, especially for our own health, we will have a better time, and it will be done better than trying to rush it and follow everyone else's schedule of productivity. And it's beautiful work that we're really just getting going. We're trying to cover the gaps in policy development that no one else looks at. And so what we're hoping to do is actually work on and create frameworks that are shareable for people to be able to create the change necessary. So how do you take power over your local food security, water security, et cetera, and in a, well, culturally conscious way, but also in a decolonial way? And on the policy front, there's been a couple of things that we're interested in. I come from a background in technology policy, so looking at artificial intelligence, but the big thing for us is ethics. So when you're looking at use of technology and development of technology, it needs to be in service of people and our well-being. And the big one has been on immigration and border policy. And that's just a huge, huge thing that people aren't looking at all the details of. So the partners, as we work on it, it's a group of us with different connections to colonial history. And my personal one is from having family from Hong Kong. But each of us in the group, one is Indigenous here, and one is from South America as well.
Yeah, on Cortez Island, we're definitely kind of out there, one of those out there coastal communities. And you know, we're a mixture of mainly settlers with First Nations community here, the Clahoose First Nation. And I was wanting to ask you, it has to do with the just transition and Indigenous communities, just transition being about preparing the workforce to fully participate in the low carbon economy, putting workers and communities at the center of the government's climate change action. Indigenous Climate Action has researched and documented repeated statements by the Government of Canada of their intention to work in real partnerships on climate change action, but their research has shown that there has been little action in this regard. And I'm just wondering, does the Green Party of Canada have any specific plans on how they will fully decolonize the just transition?
The life here is something that's actually very familiar to me because I lived on Lascelles Island before I ended up having to go back to the Vancouver area to help my dad. But this life and emergency preparedness and the sense of being off the grid is something very familiar. And it's real in a way that I think that most people in Ottawa have very little clue about. And the sense of connection to the land and the understanding of what a transition actually looks like, what sustainable life looks like, what justice and equity truly look like, and how over and over again we see this same trend toward, you know, small actions or symbolic steps in terms of reconciliation. And it doesn't do anything towards decolonization, barely does anything towards truth. And what we really need is the commitment to creating in our economic transition or actual transformation is to get to local economies that actually work for our well-being and are locally, you know, circular, so that we don't have to have dependence far away. And this at the center of it all should be a decolonial approach, if not full decolonization. And we hear again, nation to nation, over and over again, but it never materializes in a way that actually is that. It's still colonially constructed in one way or another. And so to us, it is about localizing economy, but it's returning the economy and the land to the people. And it starts, of course, with the first people.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.